I'm John Lucas and I'm the Mobilisation and Resources Manager for Taylor Woodrow. We've established long links with the university. We find that the students, they like the practical work that we can give them, and we have some already very successful students on the success programme, and our success breeds success. Opportunities are primarily in two main sectors for us, namely infrastructure, that's transport and energy. On the transportation side, we see significant growth in the market in rail and highway infrastructure. So it's a really good time for students to be involved, looking for sponsorship, having industrial placements where there will be significant demands for their skills in the industry over the forthcoming years. The other sector is energy, and that's broken down into two sectors for us. One is the energy from waste and energy from biomass. So we're just commencing a project down in Cornwall near St. Denis, which will be a two-year project. It's under the branding of Vinci Environnement, so it's our French parent company. They have particular expertise in the process side of that plant. That combines with the civil engineering scheme. So there are significant opportunities in energy from waste, and also nuclear is the other sector that we see as a growth market for us, particularly in the treatment of nuclear waste. We are bidding for a major project up at Sellafield, up in Cumbria at the moment. We're down to the last two. The project will be awarded in January, and if we're successful, that will be a project not in millions, but in billions. It'll be the largest project of its kind in Europe. So we recognise the challenges that that location can bring, but for students who are prepared to be mobile throughout the UK, it's a really good opportunity to experience heavy civil engineering. The success programme means that our students who are sponsored by us spend a period of 10 weeks in the summer on live projects, and they are actually earning money for the company. They're not work shadowing other people. They are working towards their objectives to becoming chartered civil engineers. So their professional development starts on their first industrial placement, not when they finish their degree.